We head on over to the news line where we're joined by national correspondent Aaron Real. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Just fine. And, you know, we're having some really nice spring weather here in Colorado. But if people want to get away and maybe test the water somewhere else, take a little vacation in, get some R&R in, there's some good news when it comes to flying to your destinations.
Yes, particularly if that destination is in Europe, most places in Europe. That's because average fares to Europe, which, by the way, is the most popular trip abroad for Americans, they're down 8% this summer compared to a year ago. Bear in mind they were record highs last year, but the average airline fare for flights originating from the U.S., it fell 5.8% year over year. And they've actually declined as much as 1% in the past month. Now, all of that said, flights to Canada, South America, Mideast, and Africa, they're up anywhere between 1% and 6%. And then, before we get really excited, bear in mind that most major U.S. carriers, I'm talking American, Delta, United, Alaskan, they are about to institute higher checked bag fees. Generally speaking, they're going to raise by about $5 from what it already is.
So with that, I mean, is it too late to get some of these deals?
No, not at all. You can jump online and get some of the deals. And then also, you know, ways to save is if you're being flexible with your time, you can visit a destination in a shoulder season, fly midweek. Definitely use rewards, frequent flyer miles. If you have a credit card and you use it responsibly, that's all great. And you can absolutely find deals. It just depends where, and the fact that we're seeing a lot of these come down. So they come down, but there's so many add-on fees right now, so many add-on fees that you can find yourself in a situation where it was like, it was a deal until I had to pay $70 for a carry-on or something.
Right. And if you're going maybe on two different airlines trying to get to your destination, you end up having to pay those fees for each leg of the trip.
Exactly. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, perhaps the direct is better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's also talk about something else you're covering. These weight loss drugs. Everyone, it seems like, is talking about taking them. Even people that I look at and I go, you don't have a weight problem, so why would you try it? So what would you say has been these options, the reaction to these options?
People love them. If there ever was a magic pill, it seems like it's coming in the form of Ozempic or Wegovy or any of these GLP-1 inhibitors. They're the weight loss, that's the active compound in it. And now digital pharmacies, actually specifically Hims and Hers Health, you might have seen this. They have a very sleek, clean, minimalist packaging that you can find it in like CVS or Walgreens, but it's a digital pharmacy startup that also does direct-to-consumer prescriptions for erectile dysfunction or hair loss, things of that nature. But now they are going to offer oral medication kits of GLP-1 compounded drugs for $79 a month. The injections will be $200 a month. This is all coming online. Their stock price was 30% yesterday after announcing this.
I bet.
And this is going to be compounded, which means they use compound pharmacies. And they say that they've partnered with the largest compound manufacturer in the country. That manufacturer has FDA oversight. That does not mean every pill coming out of it has FDA oversight. It means the manufacturer, the plant does. So this is going to be a huge one. And I mean, it's $79. These drugs float around $1,000 a month and they're only injectable. $79 for a pill. You better believe a lot more people are going to be on board with it.
Yeah. I've been hesitant to look into it because I've seen something called Ozempic face. Have you heard about this, where your face takes on certain characteristics that maybe make it, it seems like you lose, I guess, fat in your face as well, which causes it.
Yeah. It's just basically if you were to lose a lot of weight very quickly anyway, you would get what they call Ozempic face. You're losing fat, you're losing the collagen, all of the things that come with it. And that is a side effect. I've also heard of Ozempic butt. Basically, you don't spot lose, you lose it everywhere.
Yeah, I don't want my pants to fall off. All right, Aaron Real, thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day.